Although sun has been far from constant in Northland this season, it was a sunny morning when we met Ruawai Kumara grower Warwick Simpson at his farm in the heart of the Kumara growing district of Kaipara. As growers get set up for the new season, Leah Tebbutt asked Warwick how rain has affected the Kumara and what are the continuing implications.
We had to go back to November last year during that planting season, and that was a very wet planting season and really limited for how much we could plant because you need dry conditions to be planting. So that was putting us in bad foot to start with. A lot of growers were down in the area they planted, down sort of, you know, 80%, that kind of thing. And then the cyclone happened at the start of February. So that was when we were just looking at starting to harvest. And for example, the crops on my farm here were flooded for about 5 days. And you can imagine that causes a lot of rot and a lot of crop loss. So we had about 10% of our usual crop as a result after that rotting had taken its effect.
Right. That's a significant loss, isn't it?
Really? Absolutely, yeah. Certainly led to some good conversations with the bank to get things through for this season. But yeah, there's a range of effects on the different growers in the region because we've got 40 active growers growing Kumara in this region. And yeah, we're right down to some growers lost absolutely everything. There's a large, you know, a group that's sort of about that 10%, and then other people that maybe had 40% loss, but it certainly affected everyone in some way. Yeah,
and because I've heard whispers of people in like millions of dollars worth of deficit because obviously they've lost their crop, so they don't have the money to then spend on the season ahead. Is that the sort of financial troubles that a 10% crop faces?
Yeah, definitely. It varies depending on the size of the grower, of course. But we definitely use the income from the previous season to pay for the next season, usually. And a lot of us lost that income, so having to go to the bank to get that money to put this next season's crop in.
This week, you've said to me you're trying to focus on seed bedding.
Yep.
How has that gone?
We made a pretty good start last week, and then the rain this week has stopped anything happening this week. But it is... Yeah, definitely hoping to get all our seed beds in by the end of September, so looking forward to some fine weather coming up next week.
And what does seed bedding entail?
So seed beds, you use some Kumara from the previous season, you cover them in dirt, or some people use sand, and then put polythene over the top to try and get that heat up and get them sprouting, so they'll produce sprouts, which then grow into what we call slips. And then we cut those slips off when they're about 30 centimetres long and plant them out in the paddock, and that's normally happening from mid-October onwards.
And if you're using the Kumara from last season as a sort of propagation method, I guess, is what happened last season having an impact moving forward?
Yeah, absolutely. So using myself as an example, because I only harvested about 10% of my usual crop, a lot of that harvest has to go into the seedbeds to be able to produce something for this coming season. And we normally use about 5% of our crop in a normal year to be seedbeds, so you can see how when we've only got 10%, that's only leaving 5%, and the numbers are getting smaller and smaller. There are some growers that weren't able to harvest enough to cover all their seed needs. There has been a seed contingency scheme that's been running, so that's funded by MPI. They provided just under $270,000 to provide funding for those growers that weren't able to harvest enough seed so that they can buy seed off other growers so they can get going again for this coming season.
How have retailers supported Kumara growers as well?
Yep, so that price going up, that's obviously all part of it, you know, supply and demand, so little Kumara, so that price has gone up, so at least what we do have is worth a good amount. I think the best way to support is if you can afford to buy Kumara, then please do. We know it's expensive, so we know not everybody's going to buy it, and there's not going to be enough for everybody either, but if you can, please buy it. And then certainly when we get into that next season, once the price will come down, definitely support your growers, buy local Kumara. Yeah, keep eating it. There is some support coming from retailers. For example, Countdown has been providing work for employees from the pack houses, because obviously it's a knock-on effect. The pack houses have a lot less work because there's a lot less Kumara. So Countdown's done some help there with our local pack house, Kaipara Kumara, to provide jobs for those employees that have not had work at the pack house.
Hmm. Are consumers able to understand and what has happened?
Yeah, hopefully they understand that, you know, the amount of Kumara out there is really limited. I know our local pack house is thinking about shutting down probably in October because they just won't have the Kumara to pack, whereas normally they'd keep going right through till January and to sort of link it into the next season harvest starting.
Wow. So there's a lot of kumara coming out of this area then to be working all the way through to then.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Example, we're a medium kind of size farm. In a normal year, we'd probably produce about 1,300 bins, and those bins are normally about sort of 800 or 900 kilograms. And that's just off one medium farm, so when you multiply that, there's 40 growers out there. There's definitely bigger than us, so there's a lot of kumara coming out here.
How did you get into becoming a kumara farmer?
Through my dad. So he's grown kumara all his life. He's just over 80 years old now, but he's been growing kumara since he was a teenager.
Wow.
So definitely grew up with it. Like, talking to my dad, it's the worst situation he's been through as well. He hasn't seen anything as bad as that, right. That cyclone.
That really puts it into perspective, I think.
Yeah.
Rua'i kumara grower and Vegetables New Zealand director Warwick Simpson there.